I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Every once in a while, a composer comes along who doesn't follow the usual path and winds up doing something completely new and wonderful. Claude Debussy was born in 1862 in a suburb of Paris. Debussy's aunt was the one who saw how musical he was and got him started taking piano lessons. When he was just 10 years old, Debussy started studying at the Paris Conservatory, and right away, he ran into trouble with the strict rules they had there. Instead of practicing piano and doing composition exercises, Debussy liked to experiment, making up new sounds that nobody had ever used before. When one of his teachers asked, "What rules are you following?" Debussy's answer was, "My own rules." You can imagine how well that went over. While he was in school, Debussy got a wonderful job. Nadezhda von Meck, the rich Russian widow who supported Tchaikovsky as a patroness for years, hired Debussy to play the piano for her family and to give lessons to her children. Debussy got to travel all over with them, Italy, Austria, Russia, and since Nadezhda von Meck liked to play the piano too, Debussy wrote some music for piano four hands that the two of them could play together. As a child, Debussy was fascinated by art. For a while, he even wanted to be a painter. Debussy especially loved the new style known as Impressionism. If you've read the book or seen the video Linnea in Monet's Garden about the Impressionist painter Claude Monet, then you know that instead of using hard outlines to make realistic, lifelike paintings, Impressionists used thousands of dots or brush strokes in all different shades to create the impression of what they were painting. Up close, the paintings may look like blobs of color, but when you step back, you can see a garden or person or building, and you can feel the mood of the painting too. Debussy did the same sort of thing with his music, so it's called Impressionist too. Debussy also loved to hang out with poets. They inspired some of his most famous music, like the Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. In that piece, you can hear the result of Debussy's visit to the 1889 World's Fair, for which they built the Eiffel Tower in Paris. The Paris World's Fair was full of things from faraway places, like musical instruments from Asia. Debussy was very intrigued with the instruments he found at the fair, like finger cymbals. Listen closely, and you can hear them go ping. Usually, people tell authors to write about what they know, but at least two of Debussy's pieces were about things he didn't know very well. Even though Debussy's father wanted him to be a sailor, he actually spent very little time on the water. But one of his most famous pieces is La Mer, French for the sea, a musical description of the ocean. And even though Debussy only spent a couple of hours of his life in Spain, he painted a wonderful musical picture of it. Of course, sometimes Debussy wrote about things he knew very well. He composed his Children's Corner Suite for his daughter. The Gollywog's Cakewalk is the last piece from Claude Debussy's Children's Corner. Next week, the rest of the music from that suite. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.